Ko taku hoa I nai nei, ko Nona Peltier, who's in our Auckland newsroom to talk business. Well, Nona, I'm going to expect the text machine to blow up after this next discussion. The two main supermarket chains, right, they are united in their view that the grocery market is competitive and they're not earning excessive profits. So what sparked this, you know, this expression of unity?
Well, it's an interesting one. It's day one of the Commerce Commission's hearings into the whole market, the grocery market, looking at whether or not there is an unfair advantage for Woolworths and Foodstuffs that operate in the market primarily. They're the big ones. They're going to do a review. They've opened up the sessions to the public and other experts and so forth. So this was day one. It was about the nature of competition, and the two big grocers said there's plenty of competition, and then went about listing off a number, including, for example, even the Chemist Warehouse that sells, for example, toothpaste and toilet paper, etc. And tomorrow, we're going to hear more. We're going to hear about pricing and promotional practices, loyalty programs, and it's going to go on. We're going to have about 9 to 10 sessions over the next 7 days. So there'll be a lot of, I guess, water under the bridge by the time all of this has been heard. Yeah, should be interesting times.
And Auckland Airport, it says global air travel will recover, but it isn't too sure about the timing. I mean, what is it expecting?
Well, the International Air Travel Association, that's known as IATA, they're expecting global travel to fully recover in 2023. Now, Auckland Airport is
2023, Nona.
Well, that's an optimistic outlook. And Auckland Airport say they're taking a much more conservative view. They're not so sure that that's going to happen. They think the recovery is going to take a little longer, but one day it will be fully recovered. And when it does, you can expect more sustainable type of activity in the air travel business. Well, how that plays out, we don't know yet. But, you know, one thing I found very interesting from the annual report today, an annual report to the shareholders, Auckland Airport said that to give some perspective of where international passenger volumes are now, there is an average of 960 passengers per day in September. And that's less than half the number of daily passengers that moved through the airport in 1966. That's the year it opened.
Wow. Okay, Nona, strap on your running shoes. Let's take a jog around the market.
Okay, well, there's not a lot to say except that the New Zealand dollar is trading at a five-month high against the US dollar at 72.1 US cents, and that's in line with movements in Australia and in Canada. And it's steady at 95.7 Australian and 52.1 British pence, and the NZX Top 50 Index, it rose just 12 points to 13,126.